You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, May 8th. It's a decaf edition. Sarah's out today. She'll be back tomorrow. But the stories continue. Outstanding stories. Just a very touching story today. Can't wait to share with you. In studio with me today, Sunita Manu. She's the mother of Henry Manu. And Sunita, it's great to have you in studio today. And can't wait to hear your story and share with our listeners. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And a dear friend in studio with us this morning, Joni Harwell, a friend and greatly involved with the event that's coming up today. Joni, good morning.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for letting us come in and share this wonderful story.
Absolutely. You always have great stories to share with us. And you're always involved in so many things here in the St. Louis area. Well, even around the country, too. I know you and your husband, Joe, are involved in not just around the country, around the world.
Well, we like to keep active.
But all for the sake of extending, you know, bringing the gospel to the world that needs to hear it.
Absolutely.
Sunita, tell us your story about making your new home here in St. Louis. Tell us about making this your home.
Sure. My family and I moved to the U.S. 2005, and we moved here as Liberian refugees from Côte d'Ivoire, where we were waiting for our visas. And we came, it was me, my mother, and Henry, whom I will be sharing with you all shortly. And so we've been here for 13 years, and now this is home. Yeah, I recently became a U.S. citizen, too.
So. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us about Henry.
Henry was my nephew.
Oh, your nephew?
Yeah, he was my nephew, my brother's son. And my mother and I got Henry when he was 3 years old. He lost his mother. His father and us have been separated. But Henry was a great young man. He attended Lutheran High School South. And we lost him when he was 18 years old, right before his senior year.
Mm. Yeah. Why was Lutheran High School South an important part of your family's new life here in the U.S.?
Well, they helped shape Henry into the person he was in his faith, to help him grow in his faith, the Lutheran community in general. Henry found the Lutheran community before we found them. So through his friends, through Christians Friends of New Americans and Timothy Lutheran Lutheran Church, Henry found Lutheran South. And when he started going there, I saw growth in him, in his faith, in his education. And so they've played a huge part in my family's life in that sense.
It sounds like this is. This Lutheran education has been an important part of your family and your new life here as well. Mm-hmm. Who have you had the opportunity to meet through your connection with Lutheran High School South and Christian Friends of New Americans and just being a part of this new community? Who are the new friends that you've made here?
Oh, I mean, Joni, for one. She's great. But also just the Lutheran, the Timothy Lutheran Church community, the Looms family, even Lutheran High School South, the families there, the students. So it's been, I feel like my community has grew from by Henry just being at Lutheran South and at Timothy Lutheran Church. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that Henry, a student at Lutheran High School South, 18, lost his life. This was, what, 2 years ago?
2016, yeah.
It was very unexpected and tragic. How were you supported during that time of loss?
And this is where I say I am so grateful for the Lutheran community, because this is where they came out. And they supported me and my family from funeral arrangements to the day of the funeral. They were there. Not just the Lutheran community, but like the African community that Henry and I are a part of was also there supporting us as well. We did not have the funds to bury Henry, but the community came out. The school came out. His school came out. His church came out, and they put money together and buried him. And this is what the Henry Manu Memorial Scholarship was created from funds that were left over from people from the community.
Certainly a difficult loss and a tragic time, but it seems that gospel fruits. There have been good things that have come out of this. What are some of those that you've seen?
Well, his friends coming together, this scholarship fund, this endowment fund, the gala that we started last year and that we're doing again this year. So, last year when we did the gala, I just saw like his friends being on fire to just remember Henry with the community. And for them it was like, Sunita, you don't have to pay us money. This is our friend. We want to do it for him. This is a time we get to remember him with his family. So it just I felt like it brought community together.
Mm. So the gala, now an annual event. Mm-hmm. Joni, tell us more about this gala and what comes out of this. Who benefits from this upcoming gala?
Well, first of all, what I'd like to say, which I was very moved by as Sunita told me the story, the fact that people had given this money to Sunita's family to bury Henry, to have his funeral and everything. And rather than the family keeping the money, which they could have done, they chose to use this money as a scholarship fund to help students at Lutheran High School South or the Lutheran High School Association. They felt it was so important for other young people to have that opportunity to go there because they saw it in Henry, what he had learned. And that really was very moving to me. And that's why I want to support this event, mm-hmm. because out of this tragedy, as God says, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord. Something good did come out of this, and their Sunita and her family would like other youth to have that opportunity to go to a Lutheran high school to learn about Jesus Christ and then to share that good news. The event is Friday, May 25th at Timothy Lutheran Church. The event starts at 6:00. All the monies gained from this event will go into this scholarship fund and will remain there. And what I like, Sunita has explained to me, and I'd like her to talk to you a little bit about it. She doesn't just give this money away. She follows these students. She makes sure that they are benefiting from these guys. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing.
Yeah. And so to add to that, Henry was my little protege, like I like to say. I was heavily involved in his life. And so now that that has been taken away from me.
She still wants to help more youth, even though it has been taken away.
Yes, thank you. Being involved in this kid's life, mm-hmm. It's for me, it's like if Henry never left. So I follow up with them, try to see how they're doing in school. Every year for the scholarship to be renewed for them, I have to see how they're doing academically. And so I contact the admissions person at Lutheran South, which is a really good friend as well. And we meet and I go over their progress report. Some of the kids we've supported last year are kids that are they're in the African community. So I see them on a daily basis. So I have relationships with them. Yeah.
So if you want to support this, even if you can't come to the event, call Timothy Lutheran Church and mm-hmm. say, I'd like to make a donation to this scholarship fund because it is helping young people get a Christian education.
The gala coming up Friday, May 25th, 6 p.m. And this is at Timothy Lutheran Church and here in St. Louis, right?
That is correct. Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
What's going to happen at the gala? Tell us about the event. It sounds like it's going to be a fun event.
It is going to be. I was telling Joni in the car over here that this scholarship is so authentic. It's not just a huge organization giving us money to send kids to school. This is the community coming together and pitching in their cents, their penny. The community, meaning even the kids mm-hmm. that are not working, are pitching in their time. So there will be dances. There will be performances. Mm-hmm. From the community. There will be a dinner And this is all for $10.
Wow.
So you're getting, for $10, you're getting a great dinner. You're getting a time to remember Henry. And Henry was a great dancer. So I made sure that dancing was a part of this. And his friends are coming together to make sure that happens. And I think my youngest dancer is, 5 years old.
Oh.
So when I say that this is authentic, it is, because the, even the 5 year old is coming out to give his time. So. Mm.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Where can we find out more about the gala, or if we want to get tickets?
Sure. You can go to Timothy Lutheran Church web, website, and that is Timothy LC.
TimothyStL.org.
Yeah, thank you.
TimothyStL.org. Get information and tickets about the Henry Manu Memorial Scholarship Fund gala. Shine the Light gala coming up Friday, May 25th. Sounds like an outstanding event, and certainly going to a good cause. Continue education, to provide education for students like Henry. Sunita, thank you so much for sharing your story this morning.
Thank you
for having me. Very touching story. Joni, thanks so much for coming over this morning
and
helping us talk about this event. We'll share the information in the program notes as well today. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.